Get this Isaiah 65 passage for the sermon text, and you read it, and it does sound awesome. This place of just wonderful security, a place of peace, a place where God's answers to our prayers are just like that, where the lion lays down with the lamb, and where the serpent can do us no harm. Oh, that sounds like a place of bliss. Oh, are we there yet? Oh, heavens no. In fact, for many of us, we were more than saddened to hear about what happened in Brussels this last week. In fact, it was distressing. It was disturbing. It was frightening. And for many of us, we start to ask questions about, well, could a terrorist attack come? It's probably not even a question of if, but when, where, what's it going to be like, and then what? That fear starts to work in us. You know, it's as if death is just lurking near. That's what it's all about, and that is the chief fear that we have. It's death. That's underneath so much of the anxieties and stresses and fear that we have, is the fear of death. That's why this day is so special. That's why that song, that the worship band, that third song that they sang was so wonderful. Yeah. Because of what Jesus did, now, what God did in raising him from the dead, he literally conquered death that day when he rose up from the dead. And that would be awesome. Can you grasp the thought of what life would be like lived with no fear of death? What if the fear of death were just erased from your thoughts? Not even a trace of it in your heart. How different would life be, wouldn't it? And it would be awesome. Now, jump back to that Isaiah 65 passage and this prophecy of this new heaven and new earth and this place of absolute security and peace. And yeah, that's what we want it to be like. And even when we pray the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, yeah, like that, God. And yet it just seems so remote, so removed from our present existence. And so there's this disparity. Or is there? See, I got a different idea of what the kingdom of God is like. It's, yes, it's a place, but more like a state. To me, here's how I would define the kingdom of God. It is the place where God reigns sovereign, where his will is done, his spirit dwells, and his power is made manifest. The people in that place thrive and flourish under his care, the care of their heavenly king and their good shepherd. As Jesus said in Luke 17, he said, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within us. Jesus said that over 2,000 years ago. The kingdom of God, that state of the kingdom, is within us. So it had something to do, give you a clue, with what I was trying to explain to the kids up here about fruitiness. The fruit of the Spirit being manifested, being produced in our hearts, in our lives, spilling forth love. And I'm not just some flimsy, wimpy kind of love. No. You read 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, the kind of love that Paul was talking about. It's a love that is truly supernatural, extraordinary. And a peace. Oh, a peace. Paul explained that goes beyond understanding. beyond comprehension, doesn't even make sense. How can you have peace in a, when all hell is breaking loose? Yeah, it's supernatural. It's because the kingdom of God is inside of me. It's getting inside of me. And the influence of the Holy Spirit keeps extending that kingdom work, that kingdom influence in my life. Yeah, it's like that. Death is defeated because so many of us, we are held in bondage to the fear of death. Does that describe anybody here? You know, we haven't suffered a terrorist attack here in the Quad Cities like in Brussels. Thank God. We pray it never would. But disasters can come in many forms. It can be just as drastic of a disaster when your spouse leaves you. It can be just as frightening as when the doctor declares it's cancer. It can be just as disastrous when an accident happens to your child. Am I right? Again, death, the specter of death, seems to be lurking within striking range. And life is fragile. It's within striking range of any one of us. But what if death has been defeated? What if the sting of death has been taken out? What if death no longer has any victory? But what if we have now been made more than conquerors because of Jesus Christ? Yes, death has been vanquished through Jesus Christ's resurrection. And we praise God. And that is a reality. For many of us, the problem is, the rub is, we're not living into that reality. And so, we allow death to continue to even enslave, or at least just majorly pester us. No, I want to be done with the fear of death. I want to live into that faith, a kind of supernatural faith, kind of faith that only the Holy Spirit in me can produce. Now, those who are in Christ, Paul says in Romans 8, they have moved from the realm of the flesh into the realm of the Spirit. And so the Spirit being inside of us, now the question is not one of, am I saved? The question is, am I going to live into the freedom? Am I going to live into that fearlessness, that courage that comes from having just lost that fear of death? I want to live into that kind of faith. How can we do that? You know, it comes to getting into some of the disciplines, getting into some of the simple, timeless disciplines have always been taught in the church. It's getting into God's word. It's getting into prayer, really pressing into our relationship with Jesus Christ, so that through prayer I'm so connected with him that literally, the way Paul describes it, I'm clothed with Christ. I'm just, it's that intimate, this relationship with him. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And I hear his voice. And he tells me that I am his beloved child in whom he's well pleased. And so many things just become, to say better, I didn't even do it. My heart, my life starts to flourish. My home, my marriage, my relationship with my kids, our grandkids start to flourish. That's what we're after. I'm sorry, Pastor, all due respect, but I am such a busy person, I don't have time to read your word. Yeah, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Because then he can get you to move away from that relationship with God and withdraw. And all of a sudden, put a wedge. Woo! Stumbling stones, too. Put a wedge between you and God. And all of a sudden, things get cloudy, and all of a sudden, all I can see are those things that make me anxious and things that make me fearful and things that bring me down and things that tie me up and bind me. And all of a sudden, life is not like kingdom living. Right? Sometimes we need to take some radical steps. And when I'm saying radical steps, it's in the morning or sometime during the day. In fact, several times during the day, getting into the Word. You know, here's the deal. Our old forefathers in the Covenant Church would ask you, how's your walk? That's how they'd greet you. And how's your walk? In other words, how you doing walking with the Lord? And then it was James who said, yeah, you say that you believe in God. Good. Even the demons believe in God. And they shudder. I mean, the demons have faith. They have faith in God. Absolutely, they believe. And they shudder. No, what we're after is a kind of faith, a thriving faith, a solid faith, one that really goes further than just belief. I want to have God's Spirit absolutely, really, take control of my life so that the kingdom, I can start living into the kingdom. So I get into His Word. And let me say it this way, too. You know, I think it was James, too, that said, prove to me your faith by what you do. And I would say it this way, prove to me your faith by showing me your schedule, your daily schedule and your agenda. What do you mean? Right. When you look at your agenda, and whether you actually have an agenda or whether it's Google Calendar or whether you just keep it all in your head, are there times, set times in your schedule when you sit down and get alone time with God? When you come before Him in His Word? Are there? What about prayer times? Oh, you know, I'm far too busy. I just pray through the day. Really? And how's that work for you? Is your faith thriving? Are you living into that kingdom life, real life, abundant life with God? In your agenda, if you would see and show that you really dig in to the Word, you study the Word, and you really pray. You even block off times where you can pray as an intercessor, interceding, praying for other people. Parents, do you know how important it is to be praying for your children? I know there's some people here who've got some powerful testimonies about this. Do you realize how important that is? Grandparents, do you realize how important it is that you're interceding for your grandchildren? Get it on your schedule. This is how we're going to press in, live into that faith. And this faith starts to totally expand and grow and thrive and take over. And it is this wonderful takeover to where the kingdom of God starts to become a reality. That Isaiah 65, I start to totally get into that state. That state of security and bliss. And think about it. Think about the words that Paul wrote. He talked about this peace that goes beyond understanding. Do you realize he wrote that in Philippians while sitting in jail? This man who had been tortured, this man who had been jailed, this man who had been stoned and left for dead, this man who had been shipwrecked, this man who knew hunger and nakedness and all kinds of just the worst that the devil and life could throw at him. And in prison, he's talking about this peace that goes beyond understanding. And he's writing these amazing words to the Corinthians about what love is, the supernatural love. This isn't a bunch of fluff. This is a reality. And this is what the kingdom of God is like. And it all started when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He conquered the grave. And then He made available His Holy Spirit that those who believe, truly believe, and give themselves over to Jesus Christ might be filled with his Holy Spirit. And now, allowing the Holy Spirit to just grow his influence over my life, that the kingdom of God might come in my life, in my home, and it makes all the difference in the world. Because let me tell you, I don't think Brussels is the end of it. And I think aside from terrorism and ISIS, and here's the deal, we are at war, people. And our biggest threat is not ISIS. In fact, the captives that ISIS has and their tortures can't even compare to the captives in hell and the tortures they're going through. No, our war is not against flesh and blood, but against all the evil forces. And so we need to train ourselves up as soldiers, otherwise we are going to be the victims. Do you want to be a victim or a conqueror? And what would it be like if you were a soldier? I got some veterans here. What would it have been like as soldiers to be ill-trained and ill-equipped and sent into battle? You like that scenario, Kurt? All right. Instead, hey, if it is warfare, if we are soldiers, it behooves us to get the training, get the equipping, so that we won't be the casualty and the victim filled with dread and fear, but that we can be the conquerors. And no matter what happens, Paul says, I am convinced that neither death, nor demons, nor angels, nor any struggles, and he went down a whole list, none of this can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ, that love of his fills us and even surrounds us. That's kingdom living. That's what God, in raising Christ Jesus from the dead, opened up for us. It's that kind of life. So here's my hope. This is my prayer, that we might get into a living relationship with God and go deep. Truly to love him with all of our hearts, all of our strength, all of our soul, all of our mind, and love our neighbors, ourselves, and resolve, commit, determine to invest time every day to go deep with God. And in doing so, you will find this faith growing and increasing and eventually thriving. And with God's help, and he will be so glad to help, you will find that your faith becomes very strong indeed. That faith made of celestial steel will never buckle or bend, no matter what life or even hell throws at us. Lord, to this end, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.